Hey guys, you are listening to Love People and Make Money episode number 39. I'm Kelly McCauzy. I'm your host. And this is just you and me today. I do not have a guest on the line. I want to talk to you. I want to make a plea. And it's plain and simple. Hey guys, please don't ghost your freelancers. Ah! As I record this, it is March 21st. We've just finished up our first week of social distancing. Many communities are headed into straight up shelter in place quarantine orders. Some communities I've heard of have curfews. We're doing everything we can to flatten the curve and preserve lives in the midst of this coronavirus. And it has a huge impact in ways that we're only just now starting to understand. You know, many people are, you know, they've lost all their hours. They've been laid off from day jobs. My son got news today about a layoff from his job, and that has a financial toll. I want to talk about how this impacts freelancers, because they're super important to my business. I have the opportunity to work with freelancers on both sides of the equation, meaning I work with freelancers, meaning I pay a freelancer. My Tisha Lee, my online business manager, has been my VA since 2006. She's a freelancer. I work with Samantha Angel. She's my business partner at White Label Perks and Daily Faith. But she does my graphics for me on a monthly retainer basis. I work with other people in a variety of ways, and they're all freelancers. My business needs freelancers. There's so many things I just couldn't do without their help. They're so important to me. I also have coaching clients who are freelancers. So I'm seeing and hearing so much that's happening right now as all of the ramifications shake down. We're all starting to get these phone calls. One of my freelancing clients got the word from her primary client that he couldn't commit to her hours anymore. And just like that, a couple $1,000 a month disappears from her budget. I've heard good things and bad things. In some ways, these stay-at-home freelancers are more in demand in some markets. So it's not like across the board bad news, but it's just very uncertain, unsettling. And I want to speak to you specifically. If you work with freelancers, please don't ghost them. Please, there's just nothing worse than being ghosted by a client. All right, so three different situations I want to give you my personal advice about. One, if a freelancer has completed work for you and you owe them money, pay them. Pay them as soon as humanly possible. Your mortgage, your car payments, your rent, deferments are being made available in so many different places. Pay your freelancer. They don't have the ability to absorb delays and deferments the way banks and corporations do. So if you've got X amount of money and you could send some to this big corporation, or you could send some to your freelancer, send it to your freelancer. Accept the deferment from the loan companies. That's my advice, my opinion. Don't ghost them. Communicate with them. If, let's say, you owe the freelancer $1,000 and you only have $400, give them the $400. Let them know what you're doing. Stay in communication. Pay them as soon as humanly possible. Be in communication. It's going to do so much to reduce everyone's stress. Situation number two, if you have committed to work with a freelancer that you can no longer support. If you've said, hey, I'm going to have you do this work for me, and I'm going to pay you a deposit, and I'm going to pay this and take care of all this on this date. Communicate with them as fast as possible. Be honest about the situation. Don't let them tackle work you won't be able to pay for as expected. Don't, to me, if you know you will not be able to pay a future invoice and you let them do the work, you are being a real a-hole. Don't do that. Communicate. Let them know. I cannot have you do this work. Please put a pin in it. Please pause the project. Situation number three. If you have someone on a retainer, that means like Tisha is on a retainer with me. We are committed. I have a standing commitment of 10 hours a month. If I looked ahead and saw I am not going to be able to pay this retainer next month, I want to tell her right now, not next month, now. If you've got someone on retainer and you need to release them, communicate it right now. Give them as much notice as possible. Don't wait to the last second. Don't hope something changes. Just be really straightforward about the situation. You guys, this is our chance to have honest conversations. If this situation extends very far, if we go from weeks to a month or more, which is so possible. I mean, we sure hope it doesn't last super long. But with every week that it extends, people are going to realize that they've got to be creative. It's very likely people will be willing to negotiate rates to keep cash flowing. So if you've got someone on retainer and it's usually costing you, $75 an hour and your budget has shrunk, talk to them about what's possible. They may be willing to work for a lower hourly rate for the sake of cash. Ask what's possible and see what you can create together. Just please don't ghost your freelancers. Be brave, communicate, and be kind to everyone you deal with. Here's what's really important. What I want to say to you, those of you who if you've got a VA on retainer or you have a graphic designer that you had committed to work with in the coming weeks and you realize you can't do it, I've talked with clients who have said, I feel like I can't let my team down. I've got to pay my team, even if it means not having enough myself. Small business owner, small entrepreneur, solopreneur, you're not an a-hole for tightening your business budget and taking care of your family. Everyone understands what everyone else is up against. So pull on your big girl panties, take a look at the budget, decide what you can do, and communicate with those who you're not going to be able to continue to have a relationship with right now. I hope that this gives you a sense of peace. Take care of yourself, take care of your family, take care of your communities. Do everything you can. Communicate bravely. Pay people what you owe them. We will get through this. We will get through this together and come out stronger on the other side. Thanks for spending this time with me, guys. I look forward to all future opportunities to see you in person and hug you. In the meantime, take my virtual hug. And anytime you want to connect, come on over to mastermindhub.com. That's our distraction-free conversation, discussion space. I promise you will not see any political, ridiculous drama there. If you're not already a member at Mastermind Hub. You can walk right past the $79 sign-up fee by entering the code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, before you check out. See you in the next episode. Bye now.